Thank you for calling Garage Top Fiber. This is Phil.
Hi, Phil. It's from me. I'm going to complete the job for now.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, Judith. Welcome back.
Hi. So it's weird because I had gotten a call back. Yeah, I guess I'd gotten a call back from the original woman I spoke with, and she said she could hear me, but I couldn't hear her. And so, and all of a sudden you just went, I just could hear nothing. And I don't know if it's going on.
It might be something to do with your phone. I'm not too sure because I believe that was Shannon you were talking to.
Yeah,
so much like her, I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me.
Yeah. So what would that be?
That's going to be something you'd have, if you're on your cell phone, that's something you'd have to bring up with your cell phone provider.
Okay. Okay. And does that have a name or it's just the fact that the other person can hear me, but I can't hear them?
That's usually known as a localized drop, which means it's the call's failing on your side, not on ours.
Localized drop. Okay, but not a total drop because you could still hear me.
That is correct.
Okay, huh? So it's a localized drop.
Alrighty,
okay.
Alrighty, Judith. So
okay,
let's continue on with.
Yeah, let's finish.
So, I was up to my next question, which is your billing address different from your service address?
Nope, 6 Platt Avenue, Rhinebeck.
Fantastic. All right. So, Judith, I'm going to assume is J-U-D-I-T-H.
Yeah, go with Judith. Yep.
And what's your last name?
Schneier, S-C-H-N as in Nancy, E-Y-E, like your I, R. So S-C-H-N-E-Y-E-R.
Good German name is Schneier.
Yes. Oh, German? No, it's actually supposed to be Russian, but it's been changed a bit.
It's been changed a lot from Russian. from the motherland, it has been changed. All right.
it's definitely a Russian. That side is all Russian.
What's a good email for you, Judith?
It would be. Wait a minute. Let me just. You know what? Let me just check. I'm so used to my work one. Okay, where? Here we go. I think it's that's not what I wanted. Oh, here we go. Okay, so it's go to sense. Yeah, it's okay. It's Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, L as in Larry, B as in David, S as in Schneier, 4. JudithLDS4@gmail.com.
And the phone number you're calling me from, is that a good contact number for you?
It's about to be my only one.
Well, then, yes, that is a good contact number for you.
Yeah.
So we do offer a couple options of how we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, or text message. Which one would you prefer?
Any are fine. It was phone, email, or text.
That is correct.
I would say probably text or email would be the best unless you wanted to get. It was important to catch me in person.
So, yeah. So if we need to catch you in person, usually we will call out. Contacting you this way is more of like for marketing and information on everything. For emails,
do email.
Do email? All right. So makes it nice and simple. I do have a small little disclaimer. It's asking if you do you agree to receive marketing information on discounts and special offers via email. You can subscribe at any time by contacting our office or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of your emails. You'll also get information about, you know, hey, here's what's going on with your account.
Okay, so what's going on with your account or special deals or something?
Exactly.
Okay.
So let's just
so
go over the.
I can, so then I just go on line and just say, I don't want to get it anymore. Is that what it was saying?
So at the bottom of those emails, if you are getting those marketing emails, you can just click at the bottom. You could just click unsubscribe it there.
Okay. Now, if you're offering special deals or what, that would be coming in through that. That way, it would be coming in through email.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
So let's go over your order we have right now. We have a 1 gig home fiber internet, no routers, no phones at 6 Platt Avenue in Rhinebeck, and you do own your home.
Oh, no extra home. Right.
Yeah, no nothing home. Else. Now, as part of the process, we do need to run a small credit check. Don't worry. It's not going to affect your credit score. It's just a soft check. We're just gathering a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are, to determine whether or not you are required to pay a minimum deposit. You can opt out of this at any time and bypassing that, but you will be required to pay that $50 minimum deposit. Do you want to run that credit check today?
Sure.
Awesome.
Because you said it's not going to affect my credit score.
No, not at all.
It's not going to count as a check.
No.
And you can tell me what it says?
Yeah. Well, we won't get your actual credit score. We'll just let you know whether or not you're required to pay the deposit.
Oh, okay. But because I was just actually thinking, I wondered if my score had gone up or down.
Something like that, I do recommend getting a service, the Experian or the
Credit Karma. .com or, yeah. Yeah, the reason I was asking all these questions is that I'm in real estate. So I'm asking for myself, but I'm also asking because people moving into the area, and now we have this new option that people can look at, the fiber optics.
Hey, that's always nice to have it, right?
Yes.
I'm getting your information in.
People coming up from New York City, they all want like the super speed internet. One person said they expected a discount off the home price because we didn't have, well, where he was moving, we didn't even have hardly any internet. So I'm like, no, that doesn't affect the price of the house.
It's like, no, the internet doesn't affect the price. That's a different service. That's not the home price. All right,
yeah,
Judith.
You choose to move up here. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Whenever you're ready, go ahead with your social security number.
226-88-7662.
All right, that's running right now. Let's see what comes up. Hey, everything's good to go.
Oh, good.
So you will not be required. Oop.
Uh-oh.
No worries. I just have to pull up the report information just so I can actually copy it over. Because we do keep one of these on record for our sakes, just so we can reference it.
Okay.
Now,
but it
would
doesn't
you like
get out to anybody?
No, it's kept in an internal server, so it's fine.
It looks like what?
So we do have that $10 discount if you wanted to sign up for that ACH auto payment with paperless billing.
Yep.
That's how that price will get dropped from $79.99 down to $69.99, because everybody just sees the price. They don't read the asterisk. No one ever reads the fine print. The proof is in the pudding.
Right.
It's in the pudding. It's in the small print. So, did you want to sign up for that ACH auto payment and paperless billing?
Yes, I do.
Because
I automatically have most of my bills are now auto pay.
Yeah.
and then I just keep track.
So whenever you're ready, I'm ready for the banking information, starting with the routing number.
Okay. Oh, well, that I have to run and get. Hold on just a second.
Well, take your time. I'm right here.
You're not running anywhere.
Quick, let me move out of my seat and post haste.
You're like, hey, I've been on this with this woman now for how long?
No, you've been a peach.
Oh God, I'm not that old. Okay, let's see here. So you want, okay, what is it you want?
I need the routing number.
Okay. Let's see here.
Are you pulling it off a check and you're like, how do I read this again?
Yeah, I know. I am just coming to that point. Okay, so I think you want the, oh, which one am I doing?
So for the routing number, if you're reading it off of a check, you'll notice you have a couple of weird squiggly lines and everything.
Yep.
And in between those first two squiggly lines is the first set of numbers. Then you got another set of numbers. And then you've got, after the last set, you've got four numbers. Those last four numbers are the check number. So I need the first set of numbers.
Over on the far left with the computer print out dots?
Yes.
Okay, 022-000046.
Is that five zeros?
022, and then another four zeros.
Okay.
And then 46.
M&T Bank?
Yes.
Fantastic. And what is the account number? That'll be the next set of numbers.
Right. So 983-73-28963.
Name on the account?
Judith L. Schneier.
Spell Schneier for me one more time, please.
S-C-H-N, as in Nancy, E-Y-E, for your I, R.
All right. Is this the checking or savings?
Checking.
All right. And you do authorize us to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
Fantastic.
As long as they're what you're supposed to pay. What is this what you're supposed to pay?
They should be. Yes. And do you wish to make this your primary payment option?
I'm not sure what that means.
Pretty much just you want us to use this as the primary way to pay your bill.
Yes.
Fantastic. If you wish to give this account a nickname for any reason, one of the best ways I can tell people to do it is this is so that we have a way of verify an extra line of verification for you.
I guess I'm confused.
You don't have to worry about it. It is an optional. So we'll just save that banking information.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I just don't need more codes
no.
and numbers and names and
no
and that.
Worries, no worries. So before we finish off everything, I do have a couple of extra disclosures I do need to go over you. They're pretty much the legal jargon we have to speak at the end of everything.
Oh, I have to do that for real estate. Got it.
So you understand it perfectly well. So. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install a drop cable, the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't have to be home for that if they do that. Go home, relax, be at work. They'll just come and do it, just so you don't have to worry. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate to have that cable permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If it's after that 10 days, or you have something big coming through that you want to make sure it is buried, give us a call. We'll be happy to come out and make sure that gets handled for you.
Now, so if it's not buried, it's not electrical, correct? In other words, my dog walking, or if we're walking and touch it.
No.
It's not going to shock us.
No. So our cabling is actually housed inside of some PET tubing. So it's got its own shielding.
Okay. So, for instance, I do have the underground fence line. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to make sure that it's not going to shock the dog, because she wears a collar for the underground fence.
If we do have to bury the cable, we will ensure that we are avoiding that underground, that electric fence at all possible turns.
Okay, but if they lay it on the ground, it's not, and she's wearing her collar for the other fence.
It won't affect her.
It should not pick up. Okay.
No. So.
Okay. And so how will I know? I mean, I'm actually, how long does it usually take to, about, what's the turnaround time to get this thing going? To get, you know, to get the wire down, or
so
to get the installation,
the,
or to
the
get
drop,
people to use it.
The drop usually takes about 30 minutes to do. The actual installation appointment is scheduled for 2 hours, but that's also for travel time, instances that may happen. We give our technicians a little bit of time to make sure that they're there for you, but the actual appointment itself only takes about an hour to an hour and a half.
And how do we, and so we have no, I mean, is it something that's going to take a month for them to come over, or when
so
would they be?
For the Rhinebeck area, especially there on Platt Avenue, from what I've been seeing, it's available for you starting on the 31st of this month.
Okay.
So you don't have to wait too much longer. It's only like 2 weeks.
Okay. And when they lay it down, let's say, I mean, we don't know how they're going to put it in, right? But let's say they were laying the wire down, but they weren't getting around to burying it yet. Would it be working when they laid it down?
Yes.
Or it wouldn't even be on?
As soon as it's laid on the ground and you have had a technician come in and install your router.
Oh, they have to come in. Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
That's
so
what the installation appointment's for. They will give you a call before they arrive.
Okay. And that's the one that's going to be probably around the 31st or whatever.
Whenever we get that scheduled out for you, yeah. We can't do that today, but we'll get that out eventually. So I do have a couple more disclosures, so please bear with me.
Now, wait, one more question. Do they call me to set up a time, set up a date, or a time?
We will give you a call back as soon as we're ready, as soon as we have the information available in our systems to actually give you a call back.
I mean, in other words, they're not just going to come.
No.
They're not just going to pick
No, it is scheduled. It is
scheduled. Here.
Nope, it's scheduled out.
So if I have to, if I can't be here, and then they can reschedule it.
Yeah, we can always reschedule it. Yeah, it does require an adult over the age of 18 to be home.
Okay. And so it's likely that one of us would be, but I don't know if I don't want to be the one here. Just because I probably know more. I don't know that they would need anything, but I don't know. So anyway, I'll wait for that call.
All right, but I'm not done yet. I still got some more disclaimers.
Yep, I'm waiting.
So if you do have a current provider, which you were saying you had Spectrum, we recommend that you can maintain a consistent connection until your fiber services have been installed before calling to cancel.
Okay.
The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days after termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. And any equipment not returned within the recommended and required time will be subject for up to $135 per unit fee applied to your account.
Yeah, well, because I have to bring it to you.
So we send out a box, a return label box, so that you can send everything back to us.
Oh, okay. So I don't have to drive over and do it. Okay.
No.
I mean, not that it's that far.
No. We're like right around the corner. So for any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us online at archtopfiber.com. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email you provided with me today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, if you all raise the price by $100 a month, I guess I'm allowed to cancel, right?
Yeah, I understand that, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, if there's problems and I don't like you all, which I don't see happening, but because you've got pretty good feedback so far, then I can at least cancel, right?
Yes, if you're not happy with your service, we don't have any contracts, so you're free to cancel at any time.
And I don't have any what?
We don't have any contracts with Archtop Fiber. You're free to come and go as you please.
Okay, great, perfect.
Alrighty.
And you're Phil, right?
Yeah. So you said you have an underground. Is your wire fence for your dog underground?
Yes, it is.
Is there anything else our installer should be made aware of that's on the property, such as other buried wires and or septic tanks?
I think I know I've had to change the wires a few times, so there might be. I mean, there should only be one wire around the house for that. There's no other wires.
No worries, and we do have that listed.
Yeah. And I don't know if there's anything I should tell you. I don't know.
No worries. And do you have any questions, comments, or concerns for me?
No. So, okay. So I still have to... You know, I definitely think I want to be here for that guy because I know I'm going to have questions like, what is this and what is this and what do I still need and what don't I need of all the little things that are hooked up and stuff.
No worries. So, like I said, we'll probably give you a call. It's probably either tomorrow or Wednesday to get you scheduled out to get your service installed.
Okay, perfect. And you've got my... you've got my checking number, and so that we're all you're paid through that, and I'm down to the $69.99 a month, and
yes, ma'am.
There's a 2-year price guarantee.
That is correct.
Okay. And what are the prices? What do they tend to go up?
So the base price of our internet is $79.99.
Right.
So,
but I mean, like, oh, so you mean it might go up to the $79.99?
Then that's the most you'd probably see, depending on how things work out. But 9 times out of 10, you won't see a change of that unless you have a change of like banking information.
Oh, okay. And I'm not changing my banking information. Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for your patience and for getting me signed up. And, I don't know if you all see the comments that you have, but the big thing that everybody says is how helpful everybody is. And I found both you and the woman I spoke to in Poughkeepsie, who transferred me over to you, and both of you were great. And Shannon probably would have been okay, although she did seem less familiar with the area. And where is she from? Shannon.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, she's not a local person. Or is she a local person?
Most everybody is here in the Hudson Valley area, so that we're all pretty
Oh.
local.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. She just sounded further away. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, everybody was very helpful.
So,
Thank you.
you're quite welcome. If there's no other questions, thank you for
Oh,
calling
I
us.
did have another question, actually.
Sure.
Is there a direct line to Kingston?
Currently, no. We have to transfer you over to that line. The number we give out to people is the customer service line, which is where you'll receive one of us over the phone.
And what is that? Is that the one I called, 833 fast staff one?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Or archtopfiber.com summer? Or I don't need summer necessarily.
No, you
If I
should
were trying to
be
get to the website, I would just do archtopfiber.com.
archtopfiber.com. That is correct.
Okay. Great. Thank you again. Have a great
You're
evening.
welcome, and thank you for calling us here at Arch Top Fiber. We're happy to get you on board, and we'll give you a call as soon as possible to get that scheduled out. Okay?
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cool. Bye-bye.